Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2156, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you do send one in, and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a PDF version. The easiest way to send in a question, just email it to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Michelle writes, to prevent Alzheimer's disease, is the Mediterranean diet the best? Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Michelle. We've all probably heard the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Is there some truth to the idea that as we get older, we just aren't able to learn new things, or Alzheimer's disease is something we're all going to experience? Well, what we do know is that when we're young, our brains are very plastic, meaning there's lots of room to learn new things. But as we age, our brains aren't as plastic. Don't get me wrong, we can still learn new things. But for the most part, things are set in place. We also know that for most of us, the neurons in our brains, which are responsible for learning, memory, processing information, and so on, start to shrink as we age. Some neurons may even die. If enough of them die, this may lead to dementia. If enough neurons die and the dementia is severe enough, this may ultimately lead to an Alzheimer's disease diagnosis. Are there things, though, that we can do to keep some of the brain's plasticity and prevent the death of neurons in our brains and therefore prevent Alzheimer's disease? Well, when we look at the data from studies, we do see there are common foods that appear to support brain health. And in fact, a Mediterranean-type diet is what we're learning may help support brain functions the most. Part of the reason for this is that there are simply more studies examining a Mediterranean-type diet. So it is possible that other types of diets may help too, but we just haven't studied them enough yet. For now, though, it seems the consensus is that a diet rich in plant-based foods and omega-3 fatty acids may be most helpful. Basically, a meal plan supporting brain health might look something like this. Consume mostly whole grains pretty much every day. Get your 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, especially those that are dark green, orange, and red. Eat red meat sparingly, and instead consume lean meats like poultry and fish twice a week. Include legumes, nuts, and seeds into your daily meals and snacks, and use olive oil over other oils. Okay, so why these foods specifically? I'm so glad you asked. I'll start by discussing omega-3 fatty acids. When we look at what our brain neurons are made mostly of and what helps them function their best, it does come down to fat. The brain has a high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids specifically, so it is possible that consuming enough of these fats throughout your life may help preserve brain function. The added benefit to consuming foods high in omega-3 fats is that they tend to reduce inflammation in the body. Chronic systemic inflammation, meaning the body is under stress for long periods of time, can damage the neurons in our brains. By consuming foods high in omega-3 fats, you're supplying the brain with its favorite food and potentially reducing inflammation, which may reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease later in life. Any foods that are high in omega-3 fats can help promote brain health, but some species of fish tend to be the best sources of these types of fats. Use the acronym SMASHT, S-M-A-S-H-T, to help you remember the ones that are highest in omega-3s specifically. S in SMASHT stands for salmon, M, mackerel, A, anchovies, the second S, sardines, H, halibut or herring, and T, trout. Tuna is a decent source as well, but doesn't contain as many omega-3s as the ones I just listed. So consuming these types of fish 2 to 3 times per week has been linked to a lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Some studies also found that these omega-3 fats improve brain function and brain development. Now, what happens if you're not a fan of fish? You can consider an omega-3 supplement. Of course, talk to your doctor first. You may have also heard that there are some plant-based sources of omega-3 fats. That's correct, but this is where it gets a little more complicated and likely confusing. There are different subtypes of omega-3 fats. Some types are more common in plants, and others are commonly found in marine plants and animals. For example, you may have heard that walnuts are good sources of omega-3s. That's fine. Yes, that's correct. Walnuts contain a certain type of omega-3 called alpha-linolenic acid, but fatty fish like salmon contain different types of omega-3 fats. These are called EPA and DHA, where the EPA stands for eicosapentaenoic acid and the DHA stands for docosahexaenoic acid. Plant sources of omega-3 fats, like walnuts, don't have EPA or DHA, or if they do, the amount is really, really tiny. DHA is the most abundant type of omega-3 fatty acid found in the brain, and so it's important for maintaining nerve cell structure and function. So in order to get DHA into our system, we have to consume marine-based plants and animals. Now, that's not to say walnuts are bad or won't help improve brain health. Walnuts do contain other neuroprotective nutrients like antioxidants, vitamin E, carotenoids, and a variety of minerals. But EPA and DHA especially are your best bets. Now, I do want to mention specific fruits, berries especially, when it comes to preventing Alzheimer's. Berries don't contain omega-3 fats, but they are loaded with inflammation-extinguishing compounds called antioxidants. This is partly why they have beautiful colors. These antioxidants provide some of that vibrant pigment that we see in berries. The specific antioxidants found in berries have been shown to improve memory. A large study found that 2 or more servings of strawberries and blueberries each week can delay memory decline by up to 2.5 years. Berries also reduce systemic inflammation, which can preserve brain health like I talked about. Many plant-based foods are full of antioxidants, which is why plant-based foods in general may help preserve brain health. Beans are actually another wonderful source of antioxidants, and as a bonus, they're a great source of fiber and protein. Now, I'll also mention tea and coffee. In fact, the caffeine in your morning cup of tea or coffee might help boost memory and cognitive skills. Now, if you're unsure whether consuming caffeine is right for you, be sure to check with your doctor. And remember, too much caffeine can lead to some other unwanted side effects. Now, what about supplements? Omega-3 supplements, which I already talked about, specifically those containing EPA and DHA, might be worth exploring with your doctor, especially if you don't eat fish regularly. You don't have to buy the megadose versions of these. Now, you might also find that some brands of fish oil supplements will add vitamin E to help prevent the fats from going rancid. Now, this may not be necessary, but instead, it may be helpful to purchase enteric-coated omega-3 supplements. These will help prevent that fishy burp side effect. There are other dietary supplements on the market that are often marketed as supporting brain health or mood or memory enhancers. Ignore those claims for now. When those supplements are studied, researchers often find they don't actually appear to help in reality. So when it comes to the bottom line for brain health and Alzheimer's prevention, yes, nutrition does seem to play an important role, and the Mediterranean diet seems to be the most helpful. But let's not forget there are other lifestyle behaviors we need to consider too. Staying active, not only physically, but mentally and socially, is very important for preventing dementia and Alzheimer's later in life. Moving the body through exercise promotes the health of the neurons in the brain and reduces inflammation in the body. Challenging the brain with puzzles and learning new skills can also strengthen our neurons. Visiting with friends and family can help stave off disease as well. Researchers are finding that meditation may also promote brain health. So it is important to note that not just a diet or a nutrient or a specific food is going to, in itself, help prevent disease. It's really about combining all of these and performing them consistently that seems to be even more helpful. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your question, Michelle. Now, if you want to send a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.